Hello.
Hello, good morning. This is Alberto from Family First. Am I speaking with Arlinda?
Who is this?
Alberto, coordinator for Family First.
Yes.
Hi, Arlinda. I'm calling because I wanted to confirm with you some visits that Marquisha provided last week. I noticed that some of them have the clock in, but they are missing the clock out. So I wanted to confirm with you if she provided all the hours of services of last Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday.
Yeah.
Okay, so she stayed with you during the scheduled time, correct?
Okay, what's the you gotta let me know what the special time is.
Okay, for Monday, I noticed that, one moment, she clock in at 10:41 a.m. The clock out should be at 7 p.m., but she didn't clock out. So on
Oh,
last
I don't
Monday,
know.
she stayed with you until 7.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The same schedule for Wednesday. I see that she clock in at 10:22, and she should have clock out at 7. But the clock out was missing, so she stayed with you until 7 that day, last Wednesday.
Yes. Okay,
Okay.
tell me.
The last
Okay.
visit is Sunday that you also confirm. So I'm going to put the information in the system so Markisha doesn't have to send a timesheet for those visits, okay?
Okay, now, well, tell me the time. Can you tell me time from Monday to Friday? Or what is it, from Monday till when?
It was Monday, Wednesday, and Sunday, the ones that were missing.
It's on my honey's schedule. No, so we can stop going through this, but I don't know what's going on. I'm talking about what's her schedule.
The schedule from Monday to Thursday is from 9 to 7. And from Friday to Sunday, I see that is for 2:30 until 10:30.
2:30 until when?
10:30.
But you know what? I need, okay, when it's like that, that's what I'm trying to get is fixed, because if she has to come in at 2:30, I'm very sick. I need somebody like in the morning so I can get up. I need somebody from 9 till about 2:30. And then she could start her schedule from 2:30 to 10:30 on Fridays. I need somebody like in the morning, because I'm getting sick with this schedule. On Fridays, it's kind of I need somebody at 9 in the morning.
Okay, give me one moment. Let me calculate.
Okay, wait a minute. You said Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is from 2:30 to 10:30.
Correct, yes.
Okay, so that's why I have to talk to my coordinator, because I need somebody Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I need somebody at 9. Like 9 until 2:30, until
Okay.
it's time for her schedule.
Give me one second. Okay, I will need to confirm the hours in the system because I see here that you have 63 hours.
I was like,
wait a minute. Excuse me, what'd you say?
Yeah, that I'm going to need to confirm with the authorization department your hours, because I see here in the system that you have 63 hours available. So in order for you to also receive services in the morning of the Fridays, we will need more hours, because all your hours are already scheduled for your current caregiver. So
okay, and how much what is my hour? What's my hour?
I see.
I mean, how much time? 63. Okay, 63. Yeah, I'm trying to get more hours, because I've been in the hospital, and I'm doing a grievances so I can get more hours. Maybe you could talk to my coordinator and let her know that I need more hours.
Okay.
Because 2:30 to 10:30, that's not good on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for me. It's like me being left by myself.
Okay, I'm going to follow up on with our authorization department. However, I advise you to contact your service coordinator in the insurance, since they usually need to speak with the member to start the process to evaluate the increase of the hours.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.